What the hell?
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah. Tell me something good.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I really didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I stayed up because of just fireworks in general. I didn't want the cats. I kept the pets inside. So I just stayed up and, we were watching movies and had the cats kind of stay calm. But, yeah, I think I went to bed around 2 o'clock in the morning. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
So a little extra crispy, 2-piece with a biscuit today.
A little bit, yeah.
That's okay. That's good. This is one thing that you can do when you're extra crispy, 2-piece with a biscuit, because we're just being present, and whatever rises to the conversation is what's meant to rise. And I know, not that it stops people in New York, but I know in your neck of the woods, fireworks are legal and accessible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not that it stops people here, but they are illegal here. So you'll have like the Macy's huge display that everybody sees on TV that depending on which side of town they decide to do it, sometimes they do it on my side of town, the Hudson River, and I can actually see them from my window, and I've seen them in person many times, and it's otherworldly and phenomenal. And then other years, like last night, they'll do them from the other side of town, but you just hear little rent fireworks. Maybe you'll hear the fireworks from the other side of town, probably. But I'm sure it's nothing like what you have to deal with, where it's just a lot of activity from so many different directions, because there mm-hmm. is the accessibility. And mm-hmm. unfortunately, there were some young adults visiting from New York from West Virginia that had smuggled in fireworks, and unfortunately somebody in Central Park, some teenager in Central Park, their foot got blown off.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Here we go.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's dangerous, and but there's nothing that you can, whether legal or illegal, drugs are illegal. Drinking
right.
under 21 years old is illegal. What's going to happen is going to happen.
Right.
But so unsettling, I would imagine, for your pets.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, pets in general. I mean, and here in the South, I mean, it's a big deal. There were fireworks the night before, even.
Oh, they start July 1st. They start July 1st.
Yeah.
It's July 1st, boom.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, so the cats are kind of ready to get out. They're a little cooped up, right, little one, Sophia? I think she's ready to go out. But I know they have been cooped up, so I'm just gonna see what she wants to do. But and the thing is, I've been to in the Philippines. They do fireworks. I was there for a Christmas, but that one time I was in the Philippines, it was for the holidays. And now those were some fireworks, and I don't know if they get them from China. Make them special there, but you want a boom. I mean that
wow.
just the vibrations from that. I was like, all right, that's a little crazy. Like that's too much.
That's
to be
great. I can only imagine.
Just be tossing them out in the middle of the street like we would our little firecrackers, which are annoying, and this is just 20,000 times worse.
Oh my God.
That's like I was going to like run for cover.
Like, right?
Just make sure it's not like some gang activity happening
here
because
God.
That's really, really
you're in a different
unsettling.
Country. We're, you know, we're so spoiled with, you know, I mean, with all the complaints that people have with this country, I'm sorry, this is a great country, you know, the United States. And you know that stuff overseas is not regulated. There's no committee. There's no bureau. There's no committee. There's no office. There's no hotline.
Right.
What hotline? The one that we're going to set on fire is going to get hot in a second, so you better step back. But there's no hotline.
Yeah.
You know, even for our public toilet. I mean, you just think about the things that we take for granted. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and well, you know, you are a world traveler. You travel around the world, and you see like, oh, that's you know that's their idea of a running toilet, or that's their idea of toilet paper, or that's their idea of coffee, or that's we are spoiled.
In the Philippines, it literally is just the idea because you're not going to get a lot of napkins. It's just.
Exactly. Just, yeah, right. So you're like,
if
you have to have that package of
that's just
cleaner.
Too bad.
Right. Unbelievable. No.
Yeah.
God bless America.
It's the idea of napkins.
Girl.
That's how I felt after I visited the Philippines. I was like, I'm ready to go home now. So I just did a very low-key 4th of July. I really didn't want to go out and stayed in. And so, yeah, it's been interesting the whole day. Like, it didn't feel like – yesterday felt like Sunday.
Today feels like
Monday.
I've
been off on my days. Today feels like Monday, and now I'm already a day off. We do have a couple of hands raised, so I thought maybe we go into
– get back to work.
Some of that.
Let's get back into the battle.
Yeah, because you can't share some of the stories that you were telling me earlier on the week.
No, I can't. I just shared her – probably a story that's going to stay. Well, she'll probably tell Anna, because there's a song. It's a musical. There's a song that goes with it. The whole thing. Anyway.
Oh my God.
Anyway, yeah. And like you, and we're going to take your call in the second caller. And like you, I laid very low. My husband and my youngest son and myself, we did have a little family picnic, and I just needed to just be on a blanket and on some grass. I was just desperate. It was just more like, I can't do this by myself because I'm like a, you know, I don't want to think about who's going to take my phone or someone going to approach me. So with my husband and son there, I just gave my exhaustion to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, when you just have to ground, and that's when I really envy people that have like a backyard, because I'm so starved for nature. It's affecting me, and that really, I had to get grounded, and I literally needed to be on the earth to get grounded.
Mm-hmm.
So starved for that. You saw me. So you know, it was so sad. Like in your backyard, like I'm good. Like no, hang out with your family. I'm good, and I'm just like sticking myself in the dirt.
Yeah.
And I think the last
you're
time
out there
I was
for
able,
a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the last time I was able to do that was in your backyard. That was over a year ago.
Oh yeah.
So I was dying. Yeah. Anyway, let's take some calls. So I feel good.
I'm glad you're able to do that. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. I think this is Marguerite. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies.
It is Marguerite.
So you heard us when we were pulling messages and giving the reading for your son for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I know you are
on the
line. Yes,
I did. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that was an exciting day.
Tell us.
We had a whole busy week, and we started Friday, and we didn't stop till yesterday.
Nice.
We had a barbecue Saturday, and it was great. Tried to get people involved, and it was a lot of my husband's family, and the one who he lost his cousin and the brother was here, and it was kind of like I wanted to do something. There was a lot of heaviness.
Uh-huh.
Well, I decided to get the water balloons, the ones that you just hook up to the hose and they fill them all up.
Uh-huh.
I had two packages of them, hundreds of balloons. I didn't get the older adults involved, but in a way I did, because his son and I tried to get my husband on the deck. And
right.
We said, okay, guys, move over. So we didn't want to get anybody wet. They didn't want to get wet.
How fun.
And it kind of, you know, the whole day, I mean, I had his son and wife, my daughter and her boyfriend, kids, everybody.
You raised the vibration, Marguerite,
we were all,
with balloons. That's what you did. All those colors.
And I tried to.
Yeah, you did.
So it was amazing. You know, I enjoyed it because I was part of that, too.
And you had the fun. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that was a great day. Sunday was Josh's day, so
mm-hmm.
But we missed this. In the next county, there's this balloon glow. They have huge, all these hot air balloons that gather for 3 days.
Wow.
And the day we went was Friday, and they couldn't have the balloons up because of the wind. So
right.
All they had were the burners. And I thought, well, that's not the balloon glow. So Sunday morning, we decided to get up, and we were on the road at 7 in the morning to watch them launch. And we could see them from the distance.
Oh, how exciting.
And they were just popping up, hundreds. And we found one. We pulled in a drive. They were in a church parking lot, and we just watched it fill up and take off. And that was it. That was, like, awesome.
That's beautiful.
So after that, you know, next year, we're already planning for next year. So that was the start. And then we came back home and listened to the show and then did some more of his birthday things. He wanted to go see a movie, so he saw his. We saw one.
Right.
We went to a restaurant he wanted to for lunch, and then we came home. I mean, it was his
day.
And yeah, but there was something missing, and for a couple of days now, he's been not himself, let's
mm-hmm.
just say, just kind of down in the dumps. And I'm like, okay, I need to do something.
What
can we do?
Right.
And I knew one of the things that was bothering him. And for weeks now, I've been thinking, my oldest granddaughter, her dad just lives like a couple houses down. And we're in the country, so a couple houses his house isn't that far. His
mm-hmm.
parents' house lives the other way on the same road. So we kind of see her every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
And I said to my husband in the afternoon, I said, if I see any of them, I'm going to stop them today and see if we can see her.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, her dad comes down the road on the tractor going to cut grass. And, do you have her today? Yeah, yeah. Can we see her? And we kind of explained a little bit
uh-huh.
that, you know, he kind of, okay, yeah. Oh, sure, anytime. So he brought her over. And I didn't tell Josh. I wanted him to kind of see if it would pick his spirits up a little bit. And she kind of walked in the bedroom where he was, and he just kind of smiled.
Oh, see?
So I thought it made his day, it made my day.
You know what to do.
It just was like, oh, my gosh. It was amazing.
Nice. That's beautiful.
He said half an hour, we got her for like an hour and a half, and it was just awesome. I could just eat her up because, you know, I missed so much already.
Right.
So
right. So it was win-win for everybody, got what they needed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think of it as doing something behind somebody's back
or doing
something. It was
a surprise.
It was free will. It was, you know, the ebb and flow, everything. It was just
being thoughtful. That's no different than getting your husband, bringing your husband his coffee in the morning. Do you know what I mean? It's being thoughtful.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no manipulation in that at all.
No.
No.
She was thrilled. She, you know, a million questions about, because we made a swing set and we had it up before. How come you didn't have the swing, you know, all this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And well, because you didn't come over.
So win-win.
Exactly.
And now,
so now they know.
She's going to want to come back.
Yes. I said anytime. And I told her dad, you know, and that's my daughter's first husband.
Right.
Ex-husband. So, I mean, it's like, you know, we're neighbors anyway. Why, you know, there's nothing going on that, you know, that we couldn't keep a conversation going or anything else.
Listen,
so,
you don't even need to, I mean, it makes, what this energy is you know, you're just making sure. Well, it just shows the impact of the situation.
Right.
The impact of the situation with both parties, meaning the boyfriend and with her, and it's like the ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that on this show, right? But look, you have nothing to explain.
Right.
You didn't do anything manipulative, as I said before. You were thoughtful in thinking of, you know, she's not your only child. You were thoughtful in thinking of your son.
Mm-hmm.
And you ran into the dad that had the custodial visit.
Right.
And during that time, that person is in charge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like my oldest is 17 and his girlfriend is 17. And I'm like, while she's in my house, I'm the adult and I'm responsible. So if we're not here, you guys can't be here alone. Because that's a conversation I had with the mother.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're 18 and when you have a dorm, have fun. Have a great time. But when you're in my house and I'm dealing with two minors, technically I'm the custodial parent.
Right.
So he's the custodial parent at that time. And I know in my being that this isn't going to happen, and as long as it's not misinterpreted or communicated in a way or what have you, and I'm sure no one said to your granddaughter, "Don't say anything," because that would just have the opposite effect, in my opinion.
No.
Did that happen?
No, she's the opposite. She's like her other grandma. She's the town gossip.
Well, see, that's so. And
no matter
what,
it's going to get back, but it doesn't matter.
But
she wasn't
that,
told
as
that
it should.
So,
as it should. And I'm so glad, as it should go back. As it definitely should go back. And then you have a starting off point.
Right.
And then let's see where the conversation lands now, because the conversation has to change. So
exactly.
And thank goodness. And I knew it. I knew no one said to this. Why put that on a child? I can't stand when they do that. Don't say anything. Well, then you know what? You're the adult. Shut up, and don't compromise the child's position.
Exactly.
Don't put that. That's so unfair. Don't say anything. It's our little secret. No, that's pedophile talk. You know, like that's So
yeah, that worries me when I hear that.
Right, exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
Exactly. So this is good. Yeah. And now you the situation was so harmonious for everybody. Every party, it was harmonious and loving. And just tap into that love. And then when the conversation happens, and you get a read on it, even if this is challenging, I do have a recommendation of your initial response.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Is to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll know what to thank. But
because if
you lead with appreciation, you're leading with love. And if you lead with love, then there's no opponent in her mind, because you've never had an opponent.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I always in conversations, even with my sister, and that's another one to deal with, but I always say, I love you. You're still my child, my daughter,
right?
Or my son,
right?
And yes, and always thank you. Everything is just thank you
and
for
then you're gonna
you know
be fine.
Doesn't matter,
right? It's like if I have an argument with my kids, I love you no matter what.
Exactly.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I love you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah. You,
yes.
you just keep on, you know, in the grace and the light
mm-hmm.
that you are
mm-hmm.
expressing. And let's quickly pull
yeah.
a message for you.
I want to say one more thing really quick. Elisa was talking about, you know, lack of sleep. My husband was tossing and turning. When he tosses and turns and talks under his breath, it keeps me
sleep.
Yeah. And one time he said something, my son had walked, you could hear him walking into the kitchen because we have hardwood floors.
Right.
Creak, creak, creak.
He's going
to get something to eat, you know, and I'm like, okay, that's it. I just kind of got up.
Right.
And the air conditioning was still going on, so I went and shut it off. And Josh, I just needed something to drink, and I went back to bed. So by the time I got to sleep, it was right before the alarm went off.
Of course.
And I got on the treadmill after, like, okay, I got dressed. Yeah. And then the coffee maker wasn't working, and I kept hearing him, like, okay, so he was upset about it. And he comes up, my toothbrush died. My coffee maker is not working and something else. And I'm like, okay, I'll get the single cup out. I'll make you a cup of coffee. And then I had my MP3 player around my neck. I went to put it back in my ear, and that died. So I'm like,
mm-hmm.
okay, this is a Monday. We need to recharge after this new moon.
Literally.
That's it. We need
Literally.
To start over.
Right.
Get a new coffee maker to
right.
start over.
That's
and
good.
That's how I am. Today
yeah.
I'm going to go through the house with my sage and cedar
yeah,
and
girl.
Just clean the house. It's
yep.
a new start.
Yep.
That's I just wanted to add that. So
when is
I just
the new
had
moon?
A laugh
Smart.
It was yesterday, I thought.
Yesterday
morning. Well, yeah, yesterday morning it started the 7:01 here. 7:01 in the morning, I think.
Mm-hmm.
New moon.
Because
I write out a blank check every month. And, yeah, it was yesterday morning.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my experience this morning. I just wanted to add that.
I love that. No, but that's good. And I love your
yeah.
approach. Your approach is like great reset. And I'm going to
mm-hmm.
enjoy replacing these things or recharging them or doing
yeah.
whatever. So we can all learn from that approach, which is
mm-hmm.
great. Very, very
yep.
positive and very loving. All right. I am ready when you guys are.
Okay.
Okay.
Pick.
And a number for this is 323. Simplify the turmoil of inner chaos by focusing on peace, harmony, and source's infinite perspective. This will redirect your path to positivity. And this is so perfect. You did the balloons.
Mm-hmm.
You had your granddaughter over. You know you made the single cup. You're going to replace your stuff. You're going to do this. You know, I love this. This is
mm-hmm.
so keeping with everything you shared with us. I'll read it again.
Yeah.
Simplify the turmoil of inner chaos by focusing on peace, harmony, and source's infinite perspective. This will redirect your path to positivity. 323.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful message.
Yeah.
Again, we're getting a lot of this, you know, like the same numbers. This one isn't followed one after the other, but it's got two threes and the two separating it. So you think of that two as being cooperative, right? Cooperative and collaborative between two threes, and three is all about energy. So whatever is coming in to you, you use it to your best purposes, and then that is also what you end up sharing. So I like this idea of changing around the energy, understanding it, because three tends to be as great as three is just as energy. It also doesn't usually have any direction. It's just free flowing and can be a little chaotic after a while. So to be able to repurpose it and make it lighter and spread it so that it's, even if it's still not, doesn't have like a definite form, that it has gone through something that filters out what is heavy. So that's like the inner work that we end up doing. Because we have to receive that three, however it shows up. But after it, after that energy flows through us and it goes, it's still, you know, energy gets redistributed. It goes through you and you are that filter. So whatever you're working on, not that you are, you're the filter and it has to, all the impurities to stay within you. In fact, the point is you have to understand it so you can ground it out. But what, whatever energy then that you put it back out is definitely changed, hopefully lighter. And as a result, it attracts something of light vibration. So that's how this chain of events can happen. So even if you get, some people only focus on the beginning part. Well, I got the raw end of the deal. I got crap energy coming to me. You know, it's like, okay, you know, you can think of it that way. But it's the people who are able to take that energy, whatever it may be, like I said, and make sense of it. And then, you know, we talk about leaving the world a better place, wherever you have been. That's the same concept with this sequence 3-2-3. So even though it's the same number, the energy is going to be different just by virtue of it having to pass through you. So a lot of things have changed even though it looks the same. It's not. Mm-hmm.
It's, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're doing great.
Well, thank you. Thank you both.
Yeah, you're there, and you're there energetically with open arms to receive and to give, and there is nothing for you to do. There is absolutely nothing for you to do but to just be receptive.
Mm-hmm.
And that was great. That was very bold and very powerful and very beautiful. All of it.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, to be continued, certainly check back with us with updates, please.
Mm-hmm. We will.
All right. All right, beautiful.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful
day.
Love
you both.
Love you.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Love you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
That was great.
Bye.
That was a bold,
was
beautiful, loving move. That's really good. And it just landed. It just landed. There was no coercion, no manipulation, because it was right. And
right.
It's a conversation starter. So let's see what happens.
So good.
Yep.
Yeah. We have right now 2 more hands raised, so let's get to
it. Let's do it.
And we had 248. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hey,
Jennifer. We spoke with you a while ago, correct?
Yes, you did.
All right, darling. So what are you needing today? What's going on?
Well, I know you're not a medium on demand, but I was
oh.
wondering if any of my relatives are coming through.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's cute, though. That's cute how she, oh, my goodness. Well, I'm feeling very, very lightheaded all of a sudden. So let's just see what may or may not come in. Okay, anybody with a respiratory issue?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm feeling my lung capacity has lessened. So that tells me heart or lungs, but you're saying, and I thought, you know, it was the breath, so you're confirming that. Okay. All right. Is this a female with a male energy?
Yes.
Oh, my God, girl. See, if you people didn't call, because, you know, I'm like a little shy in the corner saying, no, I don't do this. Okay, thank you. So I have to thank you. So I have to say thank you because I'm like, I don't do any of this. Female with a male energy. Is this a grandmother?
No, it's my grandmother's sister.
Okay, but okay, all right, but we're in the neighborhood. Okay.
Yep, yep.
Okay, we're in the neighborhood because you know I'm good, but not that good. Hello.
But my question was regarding my grandmother, and that's who I was hoping would give me some.
Okay. Okay. So I'm glad the word grandmother came out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But the person who passed is your grandmother's sister, so your grandmother is still with us? I just want to make sure I understand.
Yes, she is.
She is, okay.
But she's not doing so hot, so.
Okay. Okay. So the issue with the lungs, is it with your grandmother who's living?
She has a hard time breathing as well. She's got COPD, but her sister did as well.
Got it. Okay. Mm. Well, this is all, okay, this is good because it's all lining up. There's a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of pain. And did she, I'm thinking of the grandmother who's living, but again, you know, I don't want to claim anything, so you have to tell me. But
mm-hmm.
I'm getting that when it's colder weather, that those flannel nightgowns?
Yeah.
Yes?
I bought her a few of those. She loves them.
Okay, so this is the one, oh, girl. So this is...
Mm-hmm.
This is like taking the bar. So this is the one who's living, right? That
yeah.
The flannel. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that's being highlighted as a thank you to you. Now the thing is, what I'm getting from the one on the other side is like she's still here. Meaning, your grandmother is still here. So. Be present with her, whatever that means. Stay
mm-hmm.
present with her. There's nothing you can do.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing. This is what I'm getting. There is
mm-hmm.
there is nothing you can do. What's this with an old-fashioned alarm clock? You know the alarm clock with the bell?
Oh, yeah. I don't. That I don't know.
Okay, so just file that.
It might
that.
Be just be a symbol, yeah.
I'm giving it to you. So just
okay.
File that, and if it makes sense, then call us back and let me know.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe there's nothing to be alarmed about.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. But there's nothing, there's just nothing. There's nothing you can do, but as I got a second ago, be present. And I don't know, maybe you can advocate to whoever about her pain management. She's in a lot of pain is really what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, and I'm getting tension like in the shoulders, like from the shoulders up. Don't
mm-hmm.
know what that means. But
mm-hmm.
like it's almost like you want to like just gently set her shoulders down, have her at ease. It's like there's a lot of energy that's being held in the shoulder and in like the base of the neck. That's very uncomfortable. So I don't know if that can be addressed or that there's just some gentle attention there. I don't know. But she's in pain.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all that I'm getting, but that, you know, but there is an appreciation for whatever role you continue to have. So I guess the message that I can say to you now with all of this is that there is acknowledgement for your role and for you not to beat yourself up about not doing more.
Okay.
Does that work?
No, it works. Thank you very much. I'm glad she came through. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to have you and Elisa talk for a second because I'm going to sort of get myself back in my little situation. Okay. Get back in my body. Okay.
Thanks for being a medium on demand.
Girl. work.
Yeah, you sounded really stressed when you first were first on the air. Like when you just Jennifer, I'm like, oh, you know, something's happening. So for it to be something where, one, you knew there would be this connection.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if you've already been getting these kind of messages anyway, and you're just trying to get confirmation.
I haven't got anything from my grandma's sister, but I am concerned about my grandma, and mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure also that my aunt was okay on the other side. So she just passed away like in the last couple months. So and then, since then my grandma's been really depressed.
Oh,
and she wants to go too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She says she's done, but I'm like, I don't know how to help her transition. Other than just saying, you know what, it's okay, you can let go.
That's it. There's nothing for you to do. And just make her comfortable,
Mm-hmm.
Can you see her? Do you see her?
She's about 4 hours away, so I will see her in a couple, maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so.
I didn't feel like she was down the block. Yeah, I felt like there was a little bit of distance. That's why I asked if you do see her.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like it was like, yeah, you just see her, like, you know, every day or whatever. But when you do see her, just... gently, maybe rub her, maybe get some nice gentle oil or whatever that is safe for her, that's very, something that might be, that she would never get for herself that would seem like extravagant but really high quality, just to, that's what you can do to help her, you know what I mean, to just maybe gently rub her shoulder, her neck, say it's okay. You know, she's
mm-hmm.
waiting for you. I called these crazy girls on a radio show. She's doing good. You know, she's waiting. But when you see her, just, you know what to do. And there's nothing for you to do, but you know what to do, if that makes sense.
Yes, I do.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I have a card?
Oh, boy, girl.
I'm very demanding.
Girl, what's your credit card number? I'm just kidding.
96969.
Okay, right.
Ooh.
All right. Yes, you can have one, absolutely. Okay, I'm ready when you guys are. That's funny. Okay. And the number for this is 517. And here's your message. When you consciously align to an infinite connection of multidimensional awareness, the impact of the world releases and no longer depletes. And isn't this interesting, because you are wanting to connect to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Read it again. When you consciously align to an infinite connection of multidimensional awareness, the impact of the world releases and no longer depletes. 517.
Well, wow. That's another really good message. I think it does answer a lot. What I was trying to get with earlier was that it's not about, like Liz is amazing, obviously. But you had an awareness to at least ask those questions, and I think as close as you are to your current, to your grandmother, but knowing the connection with her sister, that may open up some more connections to you. So it doesn't seem like you've completely lost touch, right? Even with
mm-hmm.
with your grandmother's sister, but also with your grandmother, who's pretty much saying, you know what, I think I'm ready because the pain is too much, or whatever the situation is, being able to let go in the physical sense, but then still have that connection on a different plane. You're still going to go through your grief, but it's not something that you can. You don't have to let go completely like that. The connection is always going to be there. It may just be that you call up every so often and it's through Liz, but I have a feeling because of who you are I think just how you're wired, that you can start trusting your intuition, not just more, but also deeper, and trust when you get these signs that it will make sense to you and you can receive that. So with this message, 517, the number sequence, I mean, you're in the middle of this. This is number one. And you're in Aries, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that, April, early April. So you're in the middle. On either side of this is a 5 and a 7. The 5 starts it off. It's 5 is what you're in right now, which is a bunch of change. A lot of stuff that you're just like, I wasn't sure what was going on there. 5 is uncertainty, but it's partly because it's uncertain. It's uncertainty beyond the boundaries of what you're used to. So 5 is always going to stretch you to believe a little bit more, to take a chance, to step beyond. And then 7 is on the other side of that. 7 then is more internal work after this adventure. So you're going to understand what a lot of this means. But it has to be from a spiritual standpoint, from an internal standpoint. You may have to sit with it for a little bit. But 7 is also a very spiritual number. And so you have these two big energies that are asking you not only to expand outside of yourself, but to work on the inside of yourself as well. It's like not contract and expand necessarily, because you're not really contracting, but you are going within to make sense of the things that you're experiencing, both on the inside and especially on the external side. I want it to be something where the transition, not just for your grandmother, but also just for you. I feel like you've been having a transition anyway with having your grandmother's sister pass. So having to deal with a lot of this, I feel like it's a turning point for you. So it's a situation, and these are people that you obviously care about. But I think you're going to find there's a deeper connection, not only in the way you're handling it now, but after everything is done on a physical level, I just feel like there's going to be something more that's going to come to you. And as long as you can maintain your vibration, I mean, you need to feel what you need to feel. You know, you need to be able to say all the things you need to say. But I feel like because of this understanding that you have, that connection is going to be stronger. And it's something that you'll be calling us, you know, and I feel like the next time when you call us, you know, there'll be, or in the times after that, there'll be other things you'll be talking about, but you may also mention this connection now to, you know, to your I keep saying your sister, but your grandmother and her sister. I think that those things will start to grow as long as you're not, one, afraid of them. I don't think you're afraid, but I think you have to trust what comes to you, whether it's in a dream or if it's just a sign, like a symbol, like you'd said. And just being able to put that in a particular place for the rest of your life, for later, you know, for other things that will be like a touchstone for you. I don't know why it seems so significant, but it does to me, for what you're going through and what you're about to experience and all the things that you're doing for yourself to ground and all the things that you already know, you already learned. This is just one part of it. So, I'm sending good wishes to your family and your grandmother. You know, obviously, I would love for her to feel comfortable. And the transition is always hardest for the people who are left behind. And I think you hearing from your aunt or for your grandmother's sister, I guess your great aunt.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that way of kind of saying, yeah, you know, it's been a couple of months. You know, I'm here. It's fine.
That is the one last thing that came in as Elisa was talking. Did your grandmother like the big Hollywood movies like Fred Astaire and?
Yeah, she loved Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple. Okay. Yeah. So like that era. So that's something. That on YouTube, that's something you can do when you visit, as you're rubbing her shoulders, have your laptop or an iPad or whatever, and have some Shirley Temple on there, just clips.
That's a great idea.
There you go. That came, that was from your aunt. I saw Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers. I did see Shirley Temple as well. I like that era. But dancing, like I feel like your aunt and your grandmother used to, like, when they were young, used to sort of like dance around the house or something.
Yeah, they used to. I think that's where Grandma met her husband, who all went to dances all the time.
Okay, so I got that. Yeah. So that era, like Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, Shirley Temple. And do that as you're giving her a little gentle, because she's very sensitive. She's in a lot of pain. So, like, just almost don't rub her, but just gentle healing strokes, gentle. Not a massage, just very gentle. All right, let us
Well, I do the spiritual healing, so I can just lay my hands on her.
There you go. That's what it is. That's what I'm picking up on. Just lay your hands on her, put some nice oil and gentle and Shirley Temple, Fred Astaire, black and white on the iPad, and it's going to be great.
Awesome.
Fabulous. that was from your aunt.
Yay.
That was from your aunt. She's like, no, tell her about, like, okay, the dancing and the Shirley Temple. Okay, so I'm like, okay, all right, gotcha. All right, I got it. Don't hurt me. Okay, all right, we're good. All right.
Perfect.
All right, darling. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Wow.
Yep.
That was. We have one more call.
But take it.
And it could be. It could be Mimi. It could be Opulence. I'm not sure.
Okay. Let's see who it is.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
It could be someone new. You always know I'm on the air and. LOA, Blynn, how are you both doing?
Great. Hi, thank you for calling. How are you, beautiful?
I am that I am, and all that it involves. You know? Yes.
Well, give us an update, darling.
Well, first, look in your inbox. I sent a late something for my sweetheart.
Oh,
and there will be more. Yes, there will be more to follow. He just had a birthday, right? Birthday.
Yes, he just turned 11 last week. Thank you for remembering.
He's in my heart.
I know he is.
You know? Even saying that, it makes me feel happy having him there.
And Opulence, when did you send this email?
I sent it to your Facebook inbox.
Oh, that message. Okay, through Facebook. Okay. Got it. I'll check. All right, thank you. So, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm happy to be speaking with you.
Great.
And that last message I'll take.
Good, right?
and medium on demand,
Hello. People are calling me out.
and you're coming forward, you know, with your full power, and it is an honor to see it and to witness it.
Well, you know, for Alisa and myself, that's the whole point. If we are making ourselves available 3 times a week. This is part of the gig, to be challenged with our growth. And I know the two of us have evolved and grown. I mean, I just listen to when Alisa gives guidance, I'm like, girl, preach, you know? So, and I think, you know, this is the service that we're giving. So, look, all I can do is, all either one of us can do really is take that safe risk. It's a very safe risk, you know, and say yes to that opportunity, to that moment, and to trust it, and whatever lands. And it's not a measure or a judgment or a self-criticism, and just to trust that. And that's why I had to thank Jennifer, because she created an opportunity. Every caller actually creates an opportunity for Alisa and myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So.
Well, let me create one for you. But before that, I said thank you to someone not too long ago, and I do say that quite often.
Yep.
And it occurred to me that what I was saying was thank you. And did you get that? Thank you. You. Okay. Got it?
Yep. Yeah, thank you is very powerful because it really diffuses the energy. And even if it's a negative situation, it's the most peaceful response that you could have. Whether it's expressed externally or to yourself, you know, because it's growth, as opposed to something else that would have the situation go left and you're going down a rabbit hole of tension and negativity. It really is a neutralizer. And as long as it's said authentically, because you could say the passive-aggressive thank you. Like, I'm good at that. Like, thank you. You know, then it backfires. And that's something that I'm definitely working on, because I could throw some shade in that thank you, and that defeats the purpose. That really defeats the purpose. So it's a non-patronizing, non-passive-aggressive, but the heartfelt thank you. You know? So, as a matter of fact, a teacher who I really admire, who I mention on the show all the time, is a teacher named Matt Kahn, K-A-H-N, and he's all about the love revolution. And sometimes if he's being bombarded, let's say there's a lot of homeless people asking for money, it happens to be one of those days, he'll, you know, and if he doesn't have it or he can't or he's not feeling the energy, he'll say, no, thank you, but he's saying thank you. Or if he gives to somebody, he'll say, thank you for allowing me to be part of your abundance. You know, and then it stops them dead in their tracks. So, and that's interesting, too. If someone is coming from, like, a needy place or whatever, and let's say you feel weird saying that, but say it to yourself. Because for yourself, it will shift your energetic field. So it's something to amplify and neutralize your approach in this life instead of drinking the Kool-Aid of density and neglecting the parts of yourself that are starved to be loved. That's his whole philosophy. So that's where the power of the thank you comes in. I think it's amazing.
It is. And,
right.
And yes, thank you.
Yeah, girl, thank you. See? Hello. So let's pull a card for you, all right? So I'm ready when you guys are.
All right, hold on a minute. Let's see here.
Pick.
Okay. And the number is two-digit number, 38. To mourn the past as you feel the future to be hopeless cancels out the most significant moment and all its possibilities, which is right now. I'll read it again. To mourn the past as you feel the future to be hopeless cancels out the most significant moment and all its possibilities, which is right now. And I don't feel that this is so literal as it is cautionary. And I think that you're witnessing people around you that are in that spot. And sometimes it's hard to protect your energy around that. And you are the example, the illuminated example of being present. I'm feeling this is energy around you, which sometimes can blur the boundaries, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait, I don't want to drink this Kool-Aid. Wait, that's not who I am. And that you're constantly keeping the boundaries up to protect yourself And sometimes it gets hard. The lines get blurred. Is that resonating with you, Opulence?
Yes, I'll accept your interpretation in the present moment.
Right.
For real, because I don't like Kool-Aid anymore.
Right, you don't drink the Kool-Aid that the other people are drinking. Right, that they're like, okay, it's over. And you're like, it's just beginning. In terms of the journey. But sometimes it's that energy is so heavy that it can weigh on you. So you have to be very protective of your energetic field and your thoughts and who, you know, you're surrounding yourself with. Right?
I agree. Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay. And I think I said 38 for this one.
You did.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the energy. But the 3 and the 8 work together. And we had this 3 in the last message, very powerful energy with 3s, and just 3 in general being about energy and knowing it has to move somewhere. It has to go somewhere. And we all know energy can't be created or destroyed, right? It just transforms. So again, whatever energy you are in, that is what you're going to be creating with. So whatever you are, with that 8 is that manifesting part. And so when it comes to this message, I mean, it's a beautiful message because it is about being present. And we tend to be a group of people who either stay buried in the past or, you know, are just looking at the future like, I just don't see it. I don't see anything good happening. Or they're just always in the future, not ever, you know. So we're very, it's hard for us to stay present without bringing in from either of those two directions something and having it change what we, you know, what we say we want to do. So this 38 has to do with understanding that energy. And then, like you said, it becomes an 11, an 11-2. And this idea of cooperation, collaboration, extends that understanding for those two numbers. So even though the overall number would be something about cooperation, collaboration, know what you're connecting with. Know that this has to do with the people around you, has to do with the situations, and it doesn't mean you're going to be protected from bad things happening, you know, or tough situations. It means that you'll know how to get through it, and as you get through it, you're actually helping other people get through it, just like they're helping you.
Exactly.
That's like the highest level of that collaboration.
Yep.
But a lot of times we get stuck with, well, this person doesn't do me any good. You know, it's like just looking at how tough it is or how tough it has been. And if only this person had done this, or, you know, if I'd been born in a different country, or, you know, whatever, or if I could just get to that place, then I'll be happy. We all know that it's just still not being present and not really fully taking in the gifts of what's happening right now. So this collaboration is everything, but it is also how we take our energy, how we manifest. We can take accountability for what we're doing. Everything else falls into place because you're not blaming any other situation. You're not going to be blaming anybody else. It's not about the blame.
Opulence.
Yes.
I want you to stay on the line. And we had an email that I want you just to be present for that just came in. And you know who you are. Your first name is Alexander. And Alex, I feel like I can call you Alex. Alex, if we get cut off, which we will in about 60 seconds, you can hear the entire show on replay if you go into Universal Energy Radio on Block Talk or on iTunes under the LOA blend, which is this particular show. But Opulence, you'll see why. Just be present in this, and I want to deal with this now. I kind of don't want it to linger. So he says, where do you see myself going with my cinematography career? Why do I feel pro-black people are after me? Is it because I am thinking about Malcolm X, etc.? Now, I just have to say, unless you say in the email, don't say my name, don't read this on the air, we're doing this for free. So I feel it's in public domain to share whatever it is that is being asked of us. In terms of where we would see yourself going with your cinematography career, it's interesting that that is piggybacked with this other very impactful question. So I would say, again, to be very brief, because we're at the end of the show, that the role of the cinematographer is to be the lens of the camera, is how you see. And then the next thing, which kind of is very impactful to address something so significant about race, or to feel or to put a very general spin, and I don't understand what I guess pro-black people, I guess it means people that are advocates for black people, pro-black people, professional black people. I'm kidding. But I feel like you're saying it could mean many, many different things. But it's very general to suspect that a group is after you, and you're also asking a question about your vision. And you say, is it because I'm thinking about Malcolm X, et cetera? We don't know in what way that you're thinking about these things. So opulence, I'm going to actually, because you're a longtime listener, I actually want you to speak to respond to this question.
I have been biting at the bit to
please.
You know, well, he's talking about people like me is what I feel, who love themselves in their beautiful black brown skin, who appreciate their culture and their heritage, and who stand firm in that. And as far as Malcolm X and making a film, he needs to do more research, because had he studied the life of Malcolm X as he evolved from being an oppressed, ignorant of who his heritage and his worth,
right,
becoming a very universal individual who embraced the world, the cultures of the world.
Right. That's a beautiful response. And your first question, his first question is, where do we see his cinematography career? I think that will become clear as your vision becomes clear, because as Opulence said so beautifully, is really it's your worldview. I think when that becomes more clear and there's less of a concern, I don't want to say the word paranoia, so let's use an exaggerated concern. And it's concerning to me to make a blanket statement that pro-black people are after you. I think it's look at how what your worldview is, and then you could see how that relates to being behind the camera. Anything else that either one of you guys want to add to that?
Mm. No, I mean, what can you add? I think that's just an interestingly worded question.
Yes,
that's very There's so, I don't know. I wonder. I have so many other questions to follow up with that. But you're right. It has a lot to do with, especially with the line of work that he's in, the vision. Like if your vision isn't, let's say, accepted, or if people are saying, well, that's, you know, it's not complete, or, hey, you happen to be disregarding a whole section of the world, you know, maybe that's something to pay attention to.
Exactly.
You know, you only have your own experiences for right now, but, you know, there are plenty of people who grew up
a certain way when they're a little kid, and as they got more into the world, they saw other things. I mean, that's the whole point of growth and expansion. So
right.
You can be born in, you know, in a part of the country or a part of the world that is only one way, and maybe everyone looks just like you. And then you
right.
move someplace else, and you have to adapt because you don't have that comfort of knowing what everyone else is going to do, even though you really don't know what everyone else is all about until you get to meet each individual.
Right.
So it's and again, you know, we don't know how old this person is, or but you know, there's always going to be some kind of fear you have to work through. And I
right.
have a feeling if we just go on the heels of this understanding of collaboration, and even with this past message, you know, that opulence has,
yep,
that there's a lot more to be worked on, and it's not that your vision is wrong; it just may be incomplete. It may actually not be representative. And it's sometimes, just like with artists, you have to put it out there and be willing to be vulnerable, because that's where you are. It doesn't mean you're not going to be able to grow, but not everyone's going to like every piece that you put out. Not everyone's going to get it.
Right.
So it's not about universal acceptance for, you know, just because you did something. It just means you're going to reach certain people and you're going to understand.
Right.
You may rub some people the wrong way. It happens all the time.
Absolutely. But how
yeah,
perfect,
so,
how perfect that
yeah.
we have our third co-host, we have Opulence. When this email literally came in during her call, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to have Miss Thing stay on the line for this one. Because,
okay.
yeah, it was so, so perfect that you were here to respond, Opulence. And I think it kind of makes me laugh because, you know, I think the three of us, if to use that language, are pro-black people.
I know that's right.
Right.
I know that's right.
It's so funny. And ironic, and I just love that we could find the light in this. And that's the whole point, to find the light and to not let it be anything but a lightness for us. So that was great. I love that that was the message that you pulled on the heels of you responding to this email message that we just got. And isn't that funny?
I agree.
I said, oh, I think it's people around you.
I agree. That 83 message was clearly, you know, pulled for this moment.
Exactly.
In time.
Exactly.
And, it, you know, right on, you know, expansion. And I wish him well in his work. He's got a powerful tool, weapon to work with, and how he chooses to use it will just, you know, have a lot of effect on the people who view it and himself while he's creating it.
Right, right. All right, so we will sign off. What a perfect way to end the show. Thank you for for honoring my request for you to respond. I thought that was perfect. And, wow. Again, a very impactful show. So, as you guys know, if you need to get a hold of us, you can email loablend@gmail.com. And we ask you to please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Thank you, Opulence. Thank you, everybody who participated in today's show. Thank you to all our wonderful listeners. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling
to you.
Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much. Love you.
Take care.
Love you. Bye.